Hello, everyone. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to start with a story today. It's called The Water Bearer, and I want to share it with you. The person who wrote it is writing it anonymously, but they say that they heard it during a morning service at church. But the message is something that everyone will benefit from and kind of think about and ponder. So a water bearer had two large pots, and one hung on each end of a pole that they carried across their neck. I think you've probably seen a picture of that. Most of us have seen a picture of somebody who carries water that way. Now, one of the pots had a crack in it, and while the other pot was in perfect condition, and it always delivered a full portion of water. So one had a crack in it, and one is in great condition. Well, at the end of a long walk from the stream, the cracked pot always arrived half full. Now, for 2 years, this went on daily, with the water bearer delivering only 1.5 pots of water to his master's house. And of course, the perfect pot was, you know, proud of its accomplishments and fulfilled in the design for which it was made. But the poor cracked pot was always ashamed of its own imperfections. And it was miserable that it was unable to accomplish what it had been made to do, right? A pot like this is made to carry water, and this pot had problems with it. So after 2 years of enduring bitter shame, as a pot would, I suppose, the pot spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself, and I apologize to you." "And why?" asked the bearer. "What are you ashamed of?" And the pot replied, "Well, I have been able for these past 2 years to only deliver half my load because of this crack in my side, and it causes all this water to leak out all the way, you know, back to the master's house. And because of my flaws, you have to do all this work and you don't get the full value, right, from all of your benefits." And the water bearer felt really sorry for the old cracked pot. And in his compassion, he said, "You know, as we return to my master's house, I want you to notice the beautiful flowers along the path." And as they went up the hill, the old cracked pot noticed that the sun was warming the beautiful wildflowers on the side of the path and was cheered up a little bit. But at the end of the trail, it still felt shame because it had leaked out water, half its load, and again arrived half empty. And the bearer said to the pot, "Well, did you notice that there were only flowers on your side of the path and not on the other pot's side? That's because I have always known about your flaw and I took advantage of it. I planted these flower seeds on the side of your path, and every day while we walked back from the stream, you've watered these flowers. And for 2 years, I have been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate my master's table. And without you being exactly like you are, he would not have these beautiful flowers in his home. Each of us has flaws. This is the moral of the story. We are all cracked pots, but in God's great economy, nothing goes to waste." And I just love that story. I think it's so beautiful. And another story for you to think about, and this is more of a lesson. And think about an apple that's cut in half widthwise. Now picture the inner part of the apple. Every apple has similar, you know, a similar inside where it's five-sided. It's a five-sided star inside that holds all the seeds. And no matter what condition the apple is in, whether it's bruised or ready for picking or not ripe, the star and its seeds inside are always the same. And really, all of us are like that apple, right? So each of us has the potential, like a seed, of becoming like our Heavenly Father. No matter what happens to us on the outside, the seeds of a divine nature and potential of Godhood are still there. Another little story I want to share with you. This is about a passenger in an airport. And it says, you know, late one afternoon in the San Jose, California airport, people were, you know, milling around waiting for their luggage to appear on the carousel with a few seats available for waiting. And the usual airport noises added to all of the restlessness of all these impatient travelers waiting for their bags. And a group of strangers were interested only in their own destinations, not really in anyone else's. Well, against the wall near the outside door, an elderly woman sat hunched over on one of the few benches available in the waiting room, and a couple of boxes tied with string were tucked next to her feet. And this person moved over close to her and watched, and she seemed to not really notice, and she wrung her frail hands spotted with age over and over with, you know, deep lines furrowed in her face. And many people walked by without really noticing this woman, but she kept a really steady watch on the outside door. And she asked, you know, this passenger asked this woman, "Can I be of any help to you?" And she looked up startled and then said, "You know, I'm supposed to meet my daughter out front. And she said she would come pick me up, but I don't know where to go and I can't carry all my things." And so this passenger, helped her through the big door with her packages, and they found a bench near the area where people were being picked up. And she wondered how long she had been waiting there and if her daughter knew how frightened and unsure her mother was in this really unfamiliar place. And she thought, "Well, God, I probably would have made better arrangements for this elderly woman who seemed so alone and frightened." And the woman again looked really anxious and pulled her packages close to her. And looking through her little wire-rimmed glasses, she said, "Who are you anyway? You must be somebody, you know, somebody important." And this person told him her name and said, you know, they asked the stranger, "You know, who are you?" And she said, "Oh, I'm nobody." And she said, oh, nobody?" And she said, "Well, I thought you were somebody's mother." And you're, you know, at that moment, a car pulled up, and a middle-aged woman in really nice clothes got out and hurried toward the elderly woman. And the elderly woman said, "Well, that's her. That's my daughter." And since that day, this passenger can constantly hear the ringing in her ears of a tired voice saying over and over, you know, "Oh, I'm nobody." How many nobodies are there out in the world? There are many more somebodies. And how can you really tell the difference between a nobody and a somebody? But the point is that we're all somebodies. We are all somebody important to someone else. And it's important to think about yourself that way. So let me ask you a couple questions for you to think about today. How would you describe yourself? And what do you think makes you special or unique? But really think about that. How do you describe yourself? Now, here's another one. Think back on your life and tell about three of your very favorite experiences in your life. Also, what kinds of things do you like? What kinds of things do you dislike? What is your favorite way to spend your free time? What do you like to, you know, avoid doing if possible? Think about those things. And also, what are your daydreams? If you could spend summer vacation doing anything in the entire world, in any part of the world, what would you do? What do you like best about being you? And finally, when you leave this earth, what do you want people to remember about you? These are kind of thought-provoking questions. And also, I think humility is such an important thing, and I think sometimes it can be easy to dismiss our own importance and think, "Oh, you know, I'm not important," or "There's always somebody else who's more important," or "Always somebody else who's more accomplished," or "Someone else whose needs need to come before yours." But I think we need to keep in mind that we're divine beings, and that Heavenly Father created us and created us with a specific purpose. So just some kind of, you know, interesting thoughts and questions to ponder throughout your day. Thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. You can send us over an email, or you can post it on Facebook or on Twitter. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.